Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, you are. Jim Florentine later on this morning. Nick will be here. Got a great email. Some guy that hates Kiss.
And us.
And probably Nick, but loves the show because he listens every day.
Well, this won't be a good day for him, then.
No, I know.
Well, there's a couple of Kiss on this dates that are coming up.
Let's save those.
Yeah, we're saving those.
And we'll save the email when Nick gets here, too.
I saw that yesterday. It's a hate email. Ask an Atheist Day.
Oh, cool.
We missed out. But every day on this show is Ask an Atheist Day.
Yeah, we got
plenty to go around.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do.
Well, good. Still celebrating Sexual Health Week.
Oh, always.
I thought it was month.
Whatever. Says here week.
I'll tug it all month. Or have sex.
Or both. You know?
Or both, yeah.
Day to day.
Yeah, throw one off today.
I thought it was more about sex education.
Yeah.
And
as long as it's American education is all I care about.
Awareness.
Yeah, sexual health must go beyond outdated views of simply avoiding disease or unplanned pregnancy and should include experiencing pleasure and intimacy when desired, along with respecting the sexual rights that we all share.
All right, whatever.
So, yeah, if you're getting beaten, be sure that you have a safe word.
Okay. So it's consensual
things
beating.
Things like that.
Right. Safe word. Yeah, so it's a consensual beating.
Of course, mine is whatever I say, don't stop. Just to confuse my dominatrix. And it always does for some reason. You know.
And all the other people that are there.
Yeah, it's a female, sure.
So there's another email in there about, you know, because the return of Big Ten football, it's happening all across the Big Ten. Freaky fans are freaky fans. But unfortunately, or fortunately, we live amongst some of the freakiest, and we have for 27 years. Greg Longer, for that matter.
Right. Don't say my name, right?
Yeah, this is a great email. And this is, by the way, oh, he said don't say my name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say my name.
But he's also a Lincolnite, I'm sure.
I live in Lincoln, work in the Haymarket as a service industry worker. A lot of my friends also work in bars, restaurants around here. And no one I know who works in the industry is happy about football coming back. It's hard enough to get people to wear a mask as it is. We all dread trying to get uber-entitled drunk Husker fan to wear a mask.
Yeah, good luck with that.
On pre-COVID game days, Husker fans have been some of the rudest people I've ever dealt with. Greatest fans, my ass. Hopefully, they stick to their guns of no fans in the stadium, and hopefully they don't let people tailgate. Only time will tell, but this is something we are not looking forward to. Also, to all the people saying businesses could go under because of no football, if your business survivability is based on 7 Saturdays a year, that's a pretty SE business model in my book.
That's a great line there, for that matter. I saw a big fan site yesterday, and there were some cool people in there saying, hey, listen, this kills you and you die and blah, blah, blah. But there were people saying, I know they can stop us from the parking lots, but they can't stop us from private areas. Let's go tailgate. It was like they're going to storm their COVID everywhere.
My concern would be,
watch the damn game on TV. Right, you're lucky you got football.
In this town.
Oh, and this city's good. The sports bar's here.
Hundreds of people.
In Omaha, yeah.
Packing into a sports bar.
Right.
Not wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's a super spreader.
That's got some potential there.
Oh, the one I read mainly was, I love that guy. This guy goes, they're going to talk about super spreading like in Sturgis that never happened. Yeah, that happened.
No, that happened.
I know, but see, this guy wrote it like it never happened. And I said, I get on there, all I said was, no, it happened.
Yeah, but there's so much debunking going on, fake websites.
It happened.
They're convinced that
Sturgis
it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in Sturgis.
64-person wedding in Maine caused 7 deaths that weren't even at the wedding.
One person in a suite at Arrowhead Stadium.
Right.
Tested positive for the COVID, so everyone in that suite has to go sit down for a couple of weeks.
Now, we're lucky we get to watch football. If you're a Big Ten fan, I get it. But at least enjoy it at your house. And I did see people in there saying, hey, don't screw this up. Stay home. Watch it on your big screen. You know? But that's a smart guy on that site, and he's over. he was overrun.
I'm afraid. Yeah. He'll get overruled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dumbasses.
And now the Pac-12 is falling all over themselves to get started. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I'm guessing it will.
Well, like I said, if there's no fans and they can try to do it, why not?
Yeah, but the Big Ten didn't want to miss out on the money. Pac-12 doesn't want to miss out on the money.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason.
So I'm pretty sure Pac-12 will probably fire up late October, mid-October.
Craig, we have a theory about the Deadpool. Is once you went ahead, you shut it down. There hasn't been a hit since you went ahead. Maybe a singular hit there, I forgot. But you really,
oh, yeah, there's been several.
I think you shut it down. I think for some reason the fix might be in.
To you.
Cheater.
Well, we're not conspiracy theorists about anything except for the Deadpool.
Well, the stuff that matters.
Let's see.
The stuff that matters, right.
Diana Rigg, Lou Brock.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
Tom Seaver, Lute Olson.
Oh, I guess a bunch did die since you went ahead.
But nobody really had.
Any of those, really. A couple of people.
Well, let's see. A couple had Diana Rigg. 13 had Lou Brock. 13 had Tom Seaver. 12 had Lute Olson.
But coincidentally, nobody with seven hits had any of those people, because that would have put them to eight, tied with Craig Evans.
Well.
That's the conspiracy.
I blame them.
Yep. The people that died?
No, the people that didn't pick the people that died.
Okay. Yeah.
Or should we blame you for taking those names off their list?
I think there would have been an uproar. I think people would have been up in arms.
I don't recall that many people having Lou Brock.
Or yeah,
you say 13 had Lou Brock.
Right.
13 had Lou Brock. Because he wasn't that old.
He was, what, 81 or
so? Yeah, he was 81.
Yeah, something like that.
he was 81.
I believe he had some sort of health issue.
Friday, Craig. It's a weekend.
Well, we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah.
That happens.
Starts tonight at sundown.
Sundown tonight.
A festive, joyous time.
It is.
So be festive and be joyous. Be open, at least open to joyous festivals.
You're telling the Jews that.
It's Jewish New Year.
Yeah.
The Jewish year is 5781.
Still they are calling for serious reflection on the last year, but be also joyful, a 10-day period of reflection ending with Yom Kippur, which starts on the evening of Sunday, September the 27th.
Yeah, it's next weekend. That's a time for atonement. You celebrate, and then you do the atonement.
And so Israel is going to start a lockdown.
Yeah.
3-week lockdown starts today in Israel because they've got a lot of COVID.
COVID came back, yeah.
Science, this is their second lockdown,
science doesn't
by the
care.
Way. This is their second lockdown.
Yeah, science doesn't care.
And to celebrate the Jewish holidays, we're going to have Lewis Black on next week.
Oh, yeah. We are having him right in the middle.
He's a big Jewish celebrator.
Oh, big time.
Isn't he?
really is.
Like that'll be like on his fourth or fifth day of penitence.
How's he say the word there, Craig?
Jew.
That's a pretty good one there. Speaking of science. Real quick line, Idaho pastor skeptical of mask lands in the ICU for COVID.
Oh.
I don't want anybody in there. I've seen it. The bottom line is the most horrible thing you're ever going to see. But if you're a denier and you make other people not wear a mask, payback.
Oh, we got this late in the show yesterday when we were talking about who is the fastest person outside of a vehicle.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, like we were. Our speculation was somebody got thrown from a vehicle, and how fast were they going without the assistance of a vehicle? But he pointed out that guy who took the big jump, Felix Baumgartner.
Oh, that's right.
What in jump? 2012.
Oh, from space.
Yeah, 119,000 feet, and then he jumped out of the spacecraft,
the balloon or whatever.
Yeah, doesn't your body? Well, of course, he had some weight on him with that outfit he had on him. But doesn't is it only? There's a finite...
A terminal velocity?
Yeah, there's a finite amount of fastest you can fall, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the formula for that is.
Yeah, neither. I mean, could a guy jumping off the Empire State Building with no equipment on be just as fast, middle of that, than him jumping out of the sky?
Felix achieved 843 miles an hour.
Whoa.
I remember watching that.
Whoa.
That's marvelous.
Man, he has to have it.
Mach 1.25.
I think that event took some crap, but I thought that was impressive as hell.
Oh yeah,
because when they
it was
showed,
fun to watch.
Because the camera up there around him, I mean, he was basically just jumping out of the universe. I mean, it was the,
right, he jumped from space.
I know, it was just the weirdest thing. And I remember our joke was if he'd have flew too high, he jumps out and he goes up. Oh,
yeah,
damn, I misjudged
too
it.
High.
10 feet too high.
10 feet too high.
Now this says
he had to have the record. Right.
First person to break the sound barrier
by himself
outside of a vehicle.
All right.
So this says from according to Skydivers, the real life terminal velocity of an average 200-pound man is around 145 miles an hour.
Oh God! So this guy with equipment on going that far, why is that called terminal when this can actually go faster?
Well, because I think he was outside of
space.
Most of the gravitational pull of the Earth.
Right.
The atmosphere is thinner.
Yeah. Right.
He was 120,000 feet in the air.
That's probably the reason, then, yeah.
Yeah, if you're jumping from 10, 15,000 feet.
That took some balls, man. Man. I forgot about that dude.
But again, it's like...
And that's not a record you can really break, is it? Can you go 10 feet higher? The higher you go, the more you're actually just going to go straight upwards, right?
Yeah, at some point, you're just going to be in space.
Exactly.
I bet you he tries it again.
Yeah, but is there a way to break that? And why try it again? Really? Because
yeah,
why,
I don't know
that
I would.
Right. I remember having a big long conversation on the air about that. I remember, what if he flew down and missed the Earth? You know, he went sideways. I know there's gravity, but he went, oh damn, I overshot it.
Or he just went into orbit.
Or went into some sort of hardcore death spin on the way down and couldn't control it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of variables.
Yeah, I don't remember how that actually went, but.
I forget how long it took him to reach the ground, but I watched it.
Right.
7-8 minutes, I think it was.
I watched that too, yeah.
Yeah.
He screamed the whole way too, which is crazy. You think you get tired of screaming 8 minutes?
Not if you're scared.
No. Or enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Or that.
At 119,000 feet. Can people hear you scream? Or do you have to go up higher?
If you're mic'd up. Do you consider your own self people?
If you're mic'd up, you can hear you.
For no one to.
Yeah.
How far into space do you have to get before no one can hear you scream?
I think he was mic'd and he was yelling, F the whole time.
He was in free fall for 4 minutes and 19 seconds.
That's
really cool.
That's an eternity. 4 minutes.
Free fall is really cool.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah,
yeah, free fall.
Not necessarily at that speed.
And you had a guy on your back.
You know that's right.
Yeah. And this guy did.
I'd like to thank Corey for that.
And that guy wasn't even part of the jump.
Wow. He didn't know he was going to be.
Well, you jumped a little. Love that joke.
A little at first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Swarm of 91 earthquakes.
Oh, yeah,
rattled the Yellowstone National Park region in just 24 hours last Thursday, according to the United States Geological Survey.
That's right in the area of the super volcano.
The cluster of quakes is on the large side in terms of number and magnitude, according to Michael Poland, the scientist in charge at the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. He goes on to say, nowhere near the largest. Yellowstone has had swarms that include many hundreds of earthquakes in a day. There was a three-month-long swarm that occurred in 2017 with 2,400 located earthquakes and maximum magnitude 4.4. This recent cluster didn't pass 3.0.
Oh, so this wasn't that big of an event.
No.
This was pretty pedestrian.
This actually happened at the same time that, and I didn't know that they did this, fake tremors were being set off by a Vibrosius truck.
Why would you want to do that? That's just asking for trouble.
To test it.
To see how they can handle it.
Do you know what a Vibrosius truck is?
Something that vibrates?
It's a seismic vibrator.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Yellowstone getting down.
How's that feel?
The seismic vibrator was driving through Old Faithful, West Thumb, Canyon Village, and Lake Butte as part of an experiment conducted by the University of Utah and the University of New Mexico. They were able to differentiate between the two, so that was cool, they said. So they nothing to worry about here.
It's a vehicle? And they stop and turn it on and it vibrates?
Yeah. I don't know that they stop and turn it on, but it at least vibrates as they... But I assume they stop. They're giant vehicles that can weigh up to 70,000 pounds that vibrate steel plates on the ground, sending low-frequency energy through it.
That would suck. He's driving past your house every morning going to work.
Or if you got to be the guy driving the damn thing. Yeah.
Well, these are the ones that are helping to create images of Yellowstone's magma chamber or the super volcano that people think is going to explode any day now.
Todd does.
I'm curious what those things look like. What are they called?
Big trucks.
Vibrosius truck or seismic vibrator.
Hello.
There are no signs of an imminent eruption, Todd.
It's sort of like when the Packers have a home game, Todd. Why?
Because fat. Yeah, they looked like those, what was the big gravel trucks? The Terex Titans.
That's what I figured, yeah. The huge things you see on...
They're about that size.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
And their little claws come out. And I guess they flip a switch and vibrates. And everyone around them.
You're right. That guy's just getting all...
Feels the vibration.
Everybody gets out of that truck with their hair all messed up. Oh.
You're assuming it's a guy that drives
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, both.
The first 10 minutes of work are great. This is the last after 7 that, hours and 50 minutes, not so much.
Yeah, at some point you've had enough.
Yeah.
You're probably worn out by the end of the day. How was your day, honey? I vibrated all day.
I think I mentioned before years
I've been
years
vibrating
ago,
for 8 hours.
We used to have this old bus in my high school, and it was called the Wildcat Bus. It was painted maroon and steel, and it was actually just an older bus. But for sporting events, the football team or the baseball team would go on this bus. And it was old. If you sat back by the wheels, which we all wanted to sit back by, it had a low vibration. And you're 17 years old. Everybody had boners on that thing. Everybody. It was such a weird thing. We all go, hey, we're all sitting in the back of the bus.
You'd think coach wouldn't want you guys sitting back there on the way to the game.
It was more tough, actually, in a football uniform because you all had a girdle on. You're all kind of compact in there. Of course, with a baseball uniform, you could actually see it. True story. If anybody's listening, any of my friends back home that remember that bus, it was crazy.
Did you check with your buddies and say?
Everybody.
Come you on, got a boner?
You're 17 years old. You talk to each other about boners, right? Hell, we talk to each other about boners. That never ends among dudes.
Nobody in the back till after the game, boys. Save it.
But it had this low vibration in the back. It was an old bus.
This must be fake news, or something's fake about this story.
Because it doesn't contain the answers we want to hear?
Well, no. It's just a false premise,
all
just
right,
to start
okay.
off with.
All right.
Just to start off with, a false premise.
A real fake premise, or the people that...
Something about the Earth being older than 6,000 years?
Oh, it could be it.
Something about the Earth being round.
Some ancient thing that obviously didn't happen.
Thank you. Or at least not as long ago as they say it.
Right.
All right.
A 67 million-year-old Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's not right.
Yeah.
Is going up for auction. Christie's is auctioning off one of the largest and most complete T-Rex fossils ever found. This is coming up in early October if you want to buy this. It's a 40-foot-long fossil expected to go for anywhere between $6 to $8 million.
So some guy's going to put it in his garage?
No, probably just
40 foot long. a big ass garage.
Well, if you got that kind of money, you got a big ass
garage. Well, it's probably some, it'll be in some zillionaire's foyer. Yeah.
It's either going to that or museums are also going to be.
Okay, I'm guessing the guy that buys
it. That kind of stuff belongs in a museum.
So. Yeah, they will also be bidding on this. Stan is the name of this particular T-Rex.
Are you sure?
Skeleton.
Are you sure?
Just I know that's what they call it.
Just like Bigfoot. What's his name?
Pete.
Oh, no, Daryl.
Daryl, right.
My name is Daryl.
Right. You don't know if this guy's name is Stan.
This guy's name is Stan. Well, that's what they call him.
All right.
But if you were one of the, if you were Bezos or Buffett or one of those, wouldn't you just want to buy something cool like that?
Oh, no, Buffett's not going to buy it.
But I mean, $6-8 million is nothing to them.
Well, I wouldn't put cheese on it.
Right? Nothing to them. Wouldn't you do that? Like Todd said, just rich guy. I got a T-Rex skull in my foyer.
But,
want to come see my dinosaur?
Because I can.
I don't think so. I think you owe something to the public in that situation. People need to see that, not just people invited to your mansion.
All right, so maybe you send it to a museum after you keep it home for a few years.
Okay.
So apparently you have to put this together. It's like a puzzle that you get.
Yeah, the pros should do that, Dan.
They give you a box
and
tell you to put it together.
God, IKEA sucks. Can you imagine this?
You're going to have to assemble all 188 bones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you don't get instructions with that either.
No, I'm assembling.
You got to figure it out. It's a jigsaw puzzle.
And that includes the
11. Sure they're all labeled. They're labeled.
Well, not necessarily.
No. I don't think so.
This includes the 11-inch long teeth.
No teeth.
Well, you need the teeth.
Yeah, I would mess that up really
badly. Well, I guess if you buy that, it comes with the archaeologists that put it back together for you.
Well, you probably, if you have $200 and you're not making payments on that $6 to $8 million, you may be able to afford a guy.
Yeah.
But think of all the fun you're denying yourself by trying to figure it out on your own.
And there's always a piece missing.
No, there's extra.
Yeah, but a damage. There's always extra, right?
Yeah. You get it done. It looks complete, but we got like 4 extra bones over here. Ah, whatever.
Or we got 3 extra bones over here, Push. You want to come put these together?
Well, not extra.
You guys all can't be in the back of the bus.
Stan is one of about 50 T-Rex fossils ever found. He was discovered in 1987 and has most recently spent years at the Black Hills Institute of Geological Research in South Dakota.
That means he has COVID now then.
Probably is that where they found him?
Yeah. Died of COVID.
Not sure where they found him.
Stan was at the first Sturgis rally.
Fake.
Some 60 million years ago.
Oh, at 67.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
All right, Jonathan is checking in with a little bit of engineering knowledge here.
Mm.
About the guy who jumped, that Felix guy.
Okay, good.
Who jumped from space. Since the air is thinner at 119,000 feet where he jumped, he would be able to break the sound barrier because the speed required to do so is lesser. Mach depends on your altitude. I missed the exact speed, which was 843 miles an hour, by the way. You guys quoted. But at sea level, it is 761 miles an hour. At 60,000 feet, Mach is 650 miles an hour. Additionally, because of the lower air density, he would experience less drag, and that would give him greater terminal velocity.
That guy's smart. We got a lot of dumb emailers, and that's a smart guy. Thank you. We'll read a dumb one here coming up when Nick gets in the studio. From an anti-Kiss fan.
It's probably about two dumb emails to one smart email.
At least.
That's about the ratio.
Yeah, at least.
But we like to dwell on the smart ones.
The smart guys don't seem to be so...
hateful.
Bitter. Well, they just don't think they need to yell at us so much.
No.
And they could.
They could.
Because we say dumb stuff every day.
They usually just correct us.
But they do it calmly and nicely.
Yeah.
And I guess there's not a whole lot to this story, but at the same time, it's among the weirder.
Mm-hmm.
A Canadian police.
There they just call them the police.
No, there they just call them Mounties.
Okay.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's what they call them.
Are they all Mounties, though?
No.
No?
They are looking for a burglar who pooped inside someone's home. Now, offhand, you think that there's not much to that.
You got to go. Why didn't he flush?
Well, he broke into a home in Ontario while the residents were asleep. Nothing was stolen, but it appears that he defecated inside the dishwasher.
Oh, you going to prove something,
and
right?
then left.
Oh.
Must have been dark.
They think he may have a disorder involving sexual gratification.
Oh, that's a weird one, man.
From doing that in broad daylight, they haven't provided details on any of their possible deletions. Well, see, I'm confused because the whole house must have been napping during the day or something.
Or nobody was
home. Because it said these people were asleep.
You realize it's not a toilet seat then. It was
daylight. It wasn't some sort of emergency.
You imagine opening your dishwasher and seeing just a big hunk of human poo in there?
Okay. Oh, great. Who would you suspect first, though?
In my house?
Exactly.
Me.
How
at this
drunk
point,
was
it'd,
I?
It'd be me, yeah.
I don't remember pooping in the dishwasher, honey.
I was pretty ripped last night. I got a new house. I could easily poop. I could easily. I'm still not used to walking around going to the bathroom. I really am not.
He's marking his new territory.
There's a bathroom I use behind the kitchen now that I wouldn't use at the old place. And yeah, I could poop there.
Okay.
I'll let you know this weekend.
That's a special kind of kink if you got to poop in the dishwasher.
Yes, it is. We don't kink shame except for that guy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.